When you think of reality television, drama like this probably comes to mind.
I came here to be number one.
Coming up next here on NBC.
Screaming matches, hot tub hookups, contestants there to win, not to make friends. But recently, reality has taken a kinder, gentler turn. Take the new Queer Eye on Netflix, which started its fourth season with a public school teacher getting a makeover.
And I really want to celebrate you. And I also want to celebrate that I'm going to be cutting your hair.
NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on reality's new nice.
A lot of Netflix reality shows tend to be awfully sweet.
That's quite something. That is absolutely delicious.
The Great British Baking Show is just one of many warm-hearted food programs on Netflix, including Sugar Rush, Street Food, and Nailed It, where contestants giggle over epic failures in decorating cakes. On the Netflix dating show, Dating Around, you'll see hardly any jerks. And on Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, the Japanese organizing guru gently guides Americans into discarding stuff that doesn't spark joy.
This is spark joy for you.
We say spark joy now for everything.
Brandon Rieck is the Netflix vice president in charge of unscripted series. He says the streaming site has more than 100 reality shows, including some in the works, and many of them are based on people being kind to each other.
In the beginning, it wasn't an intentional strategy. When we decided to get into original unscripted programming, it really was a blank slate.
So why not, he said, try something different, namely being nice.
You're so nice.
Actually, both of you are so nice.
Those are the hosts of Nailed It. That show and Queer Eye were both so successful, Netflix decided to make positive reality programming central to its brand. Since Netflix does not release audience numbers, we don't exactly know what successful means, but Rieck says the trend of sweet-natured reality television has spread across the industry.
Everybody's noticing. Viewers are more drawn to that. There's an appetite for that.
NBC may have helped start this trend years ago with The Biggest Loser, along with ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which Rieck helped develop. Andy Dennart runs the website Reality Blurred.
As a critic, as a fan of reality TV, I love it. It makes it a lot easier to watch, to write about, and to just enjoy.
Plus, Dennart says their shows families can watch together. Of course, there are still mean-spirited reality shows out there, including ones on Netflix. But generally, we may be seeking a break from people being rotten to each other, says Tara Long, who runs a number of reality shows, including Growing Up Hip Hop and Siesta Key.
Is we actually have production meetings when we start and say, we don't want fighting.
A profound shift, Long says, from when reality relied on people flipping tables for drama. I asked Long if people like her who make reality television might be trying to change the cultural conversation after 20 years of toxic reality shows.
100%. I think we want to create this content and tell these stories to try to course correct for some of the type of shows that have been done in the past.
At a moment when the tone of public discourse feels so lowered, Long says, maybe it's time for reality television, yes, reality television, to lead a push toward civility and respect. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.